Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering the sixth lesson in your syllabus, that is My Grandmother's House. Learners, before beginning with the analysis of the poem, let's read the poem. There is a house now far away where once I received love. That woman died. The house withdrew into silence. Snakes moved among books. I was then too young to read, and my blood turned cold like the moon. How often I think of going there to peer through blind eyes of windows, or just listen to the frozen air, or in the wild despair, pick an armful of darkness to bring it here to lie. Behind my bedroom door, like a brooding dog. You cannot believe, darling, can you, that I lived in such a house and was proud and loved? I, who have lost my way and beg now at strangers' doors to receive love, at least in small change. My Grandmother's House is a poem written by Indian poet Kamala Das. It is an autobiographical poem in which the speaker's nostalgic desire for home reflects through the inability to visit the happy past. My Grandmother's House is written by Kamala in the memory of her grandmother. She tells about how she spent her childhood with her grandmother. Kamala Das considered those memories to be the best in her life, and she desires to get them. She also grieves about her loss. In My Grandmother's House, the poem defines her relationship with her grandmother in a very moving manner. Kamala Das is reminded of the happiest days of her childhood spent with her grandmother. The poet was deeply attached to her grandmother, who was very caring and affectionate to her. She was emotionally shattered after the death of her grandmother, who had been the chief source of inspiration in her life. The poet often longs to visit her grandmother's house, to which she was emotionally attached since her childhood. It had been a place of security and protection, which is sadly missing in her new house in the city. She would like to peep through the dust-ridden or colored panes of windows that were shut after the death of the grandmother. She would like to listen and feel the still atmosphere prevailing in the house. It is this longing to revisit her grandmother's house that adds to her sense of frustration and hopelessness. The darkness of her grandmother's house has a terrifying impact on her. In the beginning lines of the poem, My Grandmother's House, she says that there is a house which is now very far away from her where she received love. The house which she is talking about is of her grandmother, in which she spent the days of the childhood. However, her grandmother is no more with her. The house withdraw into silence, this term means that the house is without any life, as her grandmother was the only soul of the house. Her grandmother also had books which Kamala could not read, as she was quite young, and her grandmother would read stories to her. But now, snakes had found home in those books. All these things had made that house more horrible, and the poet liked the moon, which means that the poet is very unhappy and sad. She feels that she is nobody and has no life left in her. The poet, in the next line, is expressing her desire to go to her grandmother's house. She's so much emotionally attached to it since her childhood. She wants to look through the blind eyes of windows of her grandmother's house. Here, blind eyes of windows means that there is no one in the house to look for. She also desires to listen to the frozen air, which means that fresh air has not moved in the house as the house is locked. The poet further says that she wants to bring the darkness of her grandmother's house with her in wild despair, that is, in her bothered life. In the final lines of the poem, she's in conversation with her readers. She says that no one will believe that she had some of the best memories in her grandmother's house. And now, as she has lost her grandmother, she begs at the doors of strangers for love and care. She knows well that no one will be able to give that much love and care as her, but she still hopes for at least some part of it. The hopelessness and dryness in her relationship with her husband made thus a beggar of love who engages in a relationship with strangers to get the vitality of her life back. The poet ends the poem My Grandmother's House with memories, hope and desire. Learners, this is it for today. Go through the poem and the analysis and try to recapitulate what the poet is trying to convey through the poem. I hope this lecture is beneficial and has helped you. Thank you, learners.